Hi, Anon. I am so sorry that you're going through such a tough time right now. Life can be shit, and the world can be an incredibly fucked up, horrible, evil place even. And I know that life can be really, really difficult and painful, and sometimes it seems like it's pointless. It's like the Buddhists say, life is suffering. And personally, I don't think there's any getting around that. I honestly believe we all need to learn to accept it. But that's because there is also a lot more to life than just that. There's also so much beauty and kindness and love. There's so much in this world and in this life that is beautiful, and that makes life worth living. And a lot of it is little things, I think, that most of us probably experience almost every day, but I think sometimes we miss out on them because we don't always recognize them for what they are. It could be like a feeling of like a warm connection with someone, even just a small connection. It could be something beautiful in our natural environment. It could be something creative, something you enjoy doing, or something you appreciate, like music or art or anything that you find interesting or exciting. And I think the painful, shitty stuff is what makes the good stuff all that more precious. And the shitty stuff can make us appreciate the good stuff that much more. So, in a sense, the painful, shitty stuff is important, or just as important. It's an important part of life. I believe that it's best to forget about trying to be happy. I think we put so much pressure on ourselves, and certainly society puts this pressure on us that we should be happy. And if we're not happy, we should be trying to make ourselves happy. And there's something wrong with us if we're not happy. And I think we end up getting caught in this trap of chasing happiness all the time, like a dog, like a dog chasing its tail. And we end up feeling like failures when we don't succeed. And we think, oh, what's wrong with me? I'm not happy. I don't think we need to be happy in order to have a meaningful life. And we don't need to be happy in order to choose to keep living. I think finding little moments of contentment, just being open to them and to appreciating them, that can be enough. And you do have people who love and care about you, and they would be devastated if they lost you. So I think that choosing to continue to live and face each day rather than putting the people who care about you through just unimaginable grief and pain, I think that is a worthwhile thing and a meaningful thing, and it's reason enough to live in and of itself sometimes. So remember that, and remember, even though it might feel like it, you really are not alone. So oh my gosh, I am so sorry for rambling, and I really do hope you're feeling better. Take care, Anon.